The House and Senate are set for what's expected to be a major battle over energy policy. Yesterday, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a much greener energy bill than the fossil fuel-friendly version the House passed earlier this year. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
Just after the Senate approved its energy bill, 85-12, New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici stood alongside Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman and praised the bipartisan legislation he'd just steered through a Senate better known for its partisan battles. Domenici said the bill's renewable energy mandates and rewards for clean energy technology will have an immediate payoff.
Jobs, jobs, and jobs through ethanol production and through the new technology that the secretary is going to be in control of, which should produce new sources of clean energy. This is a bill that could indeed be called the Clean Energy Act of 2005.
The bill calls for doubling ethanol production. It mandates that renewables such as wind and biofuels provide 10% of the energy consumed by power plants in 15 years. It gives tax breaks for buying hybrid-fueled cars. Domenici said the nation continues to rely far too much on finite fuel sources.
We have two big problems, and we all know about them. One is petroleum from overseas, and the other is natural gas, the price of which is putting America out of business.
By giving the federal government final say over where liquefied natural gas ports will be located, Domenici said he hoped the bill would help push down or at least stabilize natural gas prices. But the bill's other chief sponsor, New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman, warned it's no quick fix.
This bill does not bring down the price of gasoline at the pump. In the near term, this bill does not bring down the price of natural gas that your people are paying their utility bills or the price of electricity in the near term.
The Senate bill offers tax incentives that will cost the Treasury at least $14 billion, twice what the White House wants to spend and far more than what the House approved. Energy Secretary Bodman said he'll work to bring those tax breaks, 40% of which are for renewables and conservation, more in line with what President Bush authorized in his budget. Bodman also acknowledged the long-stalled legislation still has a ways to go.
This is the first step on what will be a long road.
House energy negotiators have already let it be known they don't like the renewable energy mandates in the Senate bill. The House energy bill, unlike the Senate version, calls for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and shielding the makers of the fuel additive MTBE from lawsuits. The MTB provision ended up killing the last energy bill. But even though the Senate bill looks more environmentally friendly than the House version, Arizona Republican John McCain laments that fellow senators did not approve a measure to limit global warming that he introduced.
They don't address the compelling environmental issue of this century, and that's climate change, in a meaningful way. They enacted a fig leaf called the Hagel Amendment. And it was important that we pass the sense of the Senate because that's an acknowledgement that we have to act. But we have to act yesterday.
And how will the Senate energy bill fare in negotiations with the House?
Oh, I think it's going to get worse when it comes out of the House. Sure, we all know that. It's going to get worse.
President Bush says he wants an energy bill enacted by August. Most lawmakers think it will take longer than that, if it ever does pass. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You can read about some of the key differences between the House and Senate versions of the energy bill at npr.org.